two Israeli announcements within hours of each other yesterday. After an 11-week blockade that's brought starvation to Gaza, Benjamin Netanyahu's office said a basic amount of food would be allowed into the territory to ensure, and I quote, no starvation crisis develops. This announcement just hours after the Israeli military said it had begun extensive ground operations throughout Gaza. And still the death toll mounts. At least 67 people have been killed and 361 injured in Gaza in the last 24 hours, the Hamas-run health ministry said. At least 464 Palestinians killed in the week to Sunday. More than 53,000 dead since this Israeli military campaign began. Alistair Bunkle is Sky News Middle East correspondent. He's on the line. And Alistair, good morning. It's been another brutal week in a war that has brought devastation to the people of Gaza. More displacement of people that have already been moved countless times. This new ground offensive. Is there a new Israeli plan afoot?
Well, good morning, Mary. The bombardment that we saw over the last 6 or 7 days was the sort of the precursor to a bigger ground maneuver that started over the weekend. And as heavy as the bombardment was, and as many casualties as it took, and you know, the images coming out of Gaza were very stark and horrific indeed, I think it is set to get worse as Israeli forces push through parts of the Gaza Strip. The difference this time, compared to previous major operations over the last 19 months, is that Israeli forces will conquer, that's the words used by the Israeli government, conquer territory and then hold it. So rather than going in, engaging Hamas and withdrawing, they will go in and they will hold the territory. And some in the Israeli government say they'll hold it permanently.
Where are people in Gaza being told to go?
Well, they're being told to go to the south, at the moment to an area called Al-Mawasi, which is on the coast, is now a sort of a major humanitarian zone, but it's not safe. There were attacks on it on Saturday night and into Sunday. Tents burned, people burned alive in their tents. It is, you know, evident that there is nowhere safe in Gaza, but they will be forced to move, and there are reports that around 400,000 have already started moving south. Long term, we'll have to see, but the Israelis have suggested somewhere in the south, like Rafah, is where they would want to put most of the Palestinians.
And at the same time as this ground offensive is being stepped up, what are we to make of this announcement from Benjamin Netanyahu's office that this basic amount of food would be allowed to ensure a famine crisis doesn't develop, a crisis that aid agencies have been telling us for weeks is already there?
Netanyahu's under pressure. He's under pressure from the Americans who want to see aid get into Gaza. And he's under pressure from many in the IDF as well, who also recognise the unfolding humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It might not be a famine yet, at least not officially, you know, under the metrics used to ascertain these things. But it is definitely heading that way, and it will only get worse as the Israeli operation intensifies. So Netanyahu is under pressure from those two corners, but he's also under pressure from the hardliners in his government, who are so crucial to the survival of his coalition. They don't want any aid to go in, and so he's treading carefully. Now, when he says a basic level of aid, is that language used to try and appease the hardliners, or is that the reality? I think we'll have to wait and see. But Gaza needs at least 600 food and aid trucks going in every single day, at least. And we'll see whether they get anywhere close to those numbers.
We'll hear from the UN a little later on as well about what negotiations are going on. And as you say, talking as well about what level of aid may be allowed in and when. But at the same time as these two announcements have come from Israel on this partial lifting of the blockade, on this ground offensive, we have ceasefire or peace talks going on in Doha. Are there any developments?
No, not really. There was a suggestion over the weekend that didn't really then get much traction, that Hamas had potentially offered to release 8 to 10 hostages in exchange for a 2-month truce, during which time negotiations would go on to end the war once and for all. The Israelis say that they are exhausting every possible avenue to do a deal. The Israelis have been very clear. They will not end the war. Even if every single hostage, dead and alive, was released tomorrow, that would not end the war in Gaza. The war will end in Gaza, at least according to the Israelis, when the hostages are released, when Hamas is defeated and the Gaza Strip is demilitarized. And it's the last two points there that are, in a way, the most problematic, because what does total victory, as Netanyahu wants, what does that look like over Hamas? I think that's even causing concern within the Israeli military as well, who see it as somewhat unrealistic.
We appreciate your time this morning, Alistair Bunkle of Sky News at 19 minutes past seven.